Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. On the show today, I have two guests. I have John Nebzadowski, who is the Behavioral Health Director for the Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Interventions. Right, John?
That's right.
That was impressive.
Thank you. And my second guest who's clapping for me is Victoria Toomey. And Victoria is the Outreach Coordinator for CCR, which is the Center for Community Resources, correct?
Yes.
Great. Oh, I really want to thank both of you for joining the show today. I believe this show is so important for our community to listen to and to hear about the new Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center. Right?
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we're going to get into that, you know, what is the Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center in a little bit. But John, can you talk about this initiative, this center that's going to be available here in Wayne County in Homesdale and the partnership and kind of how it started?
Sure. So crisis services in Pennsylvania are kind of in the midst of a transformation to this more robust system, one of which we're trying to build here in Wayne County to serve our county and the surrounding areas. What we're about to open is a 24/7 walk-in crisis center. It's comparable to an urgent care, somewhere where somebody in mental health crisis could go rather than having to go to the ER to receive quick, immediate stabilization services, therapy, medications, whatever needed, any sort of stabilization to get them to a point where they're safe to either go back home or into a higher level of care if need be. There was grant opportunities available in the past several years. We partnered with our neighbors at Carbon Monroe Pike Mental Health and Developmental Services. In partnership with them, we applied for and received $5.9 million to operate this facility for a couple of years to get it up and running and figure out how to make it sustainable past that grant period. In the meantime, since we were awarded that grant in 2022, Wayne County especially worked very hard to secure other monies, because while the $5.9 million is a lot of money, it had specific federal restrictions that it could not be used for the actual building. It could only be used for staff salaries, those kind of things. So since then, in the past 3 years, Wayne County gathered several different funding streams and a federal appropriation, some state grants, some local philanthropic organizations such as the Moses Taylor Foundation pitched in. And through that massive effort, the county was able to purchase, it was a former doctor's office here in Honesdale on Park Street across from the YMCA. And we, over the past year, that's been renovated and added on to, and we're finally finally to the point where that is done and
we've assigned
nearly open.
right. And thank you so much. And again, that's something we do want to stress, is this project and this you know service moving forward is grant funded, which is truly amazing for our community to have. And so Victoria, this is going to be open soon, right? And there's going to be an open house that people can come.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So our open house is going to be on December 12th. The doors will open to the public at 12 p.m. and you can come and meet the team, take a tour of the building. I'm biased, but it's very beautiful in there. It looks great. And also just kind of, you know, get to know what the services are that we offer. And we're telling people to try to come before 4 p.m. if possible. That way you can get in and, you know, make the most of your trip to see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, yeah, it'll be a great opportunity for our whole community to come out and to see what service is available, because, you know, this is a, like John mentioned, kind of a 24/7 urgent care for mental health and behavioral health services, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of cover that a little bit. But for now, can you tell us what services the Stabilization Center will have. John touched on it a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we offer a 24/7 crisis line that people can call. We also have mobile services where our crisis workers will go out into the community and meet with people wherever need be. And also there will be the walk-in services like John mentioned. Currently, we are at 616 Main Street in Honesdale. We have an office there, and we will continue to offer those services up until we move into the new building. Mm-hmm. But then once we're in the new building, there's two programs that'll be housed within there. So downstairs will be that urgent care style walk-in that people can come 24/7 and be greeted immediately by a mental health specialist and kind of, you know, just have a place to ground. It's a very comfortable environment, mm-hmm. and we just want to provide people a safe space to come into when they're in mental health crisis. And then upstairs in that building, there will be a crisis residential program as well, which will have a 5-day stay, all voluntary. It's not a locked unit. And then it'll be, you know, both programs will be working together. So right. Downstairs in the walk-in, there's also 3 respite beds. So if someone were thinking that they just feel like they need a little bit more observation, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can hang out there for up to 24 hours, okay. 23 hours, 59 minutes.
Yes.
But then we can kind of assess, you know, what the next step might be, mm-hmm. for them, mm-hmm. if they would be a good candidate for the crisis residential program, or if they might need a higher level of care, we can help facilitate that process as well.
Right. Yeah. Which is just a truly valuable program for our services. Now, John, you want to add a little bit to that, right?
Yeah, I just want to do, just touch on crisis residential as, people here in Wayne County are not going to be familiar with that because we haven't had that level of care here before. So like Victoria said, that could be a 5-day stay for those that are in crisis, who aren't quite stable enough to return home yet, but they don't necessarily need to be in a locked inpatient psychiatric unit. So it's a nice in-between level of care that we currently don't have. And I think people will be more comfortable receiving it here in Honesdale rather than having to go to an inpatient psychiatric unit, which could be as far away as, you know, Philadelphia.
Right. And there are some, you know, because when we think of urgent care, a lot of people think of like medical emergency. Mm-hmm. But we also know there's behavioral health or mental health emergencies as mm-hmm. well. John, do you have like any insight on like when, and again, everyone is different, but like some guidelines on versus ED care, emergency department versus mental health crisis?
Sure. I mean, it's similar to some of the Wayne Memorial messaging I've heard about when to go to,
right.
You call it something other than urgent care now, I think, or the emergency
the walk-in,
room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a similar idea. I mean, we really want people to have an alternative place to go rather than, having a bunch of, patients in crisis at our relatively small, emergency room here. You know, somebody in crisis, if they're physically safe in an emergency room, the doctors will understandably treat the people having a heart attack or stroke right. before you get to them. So mm-hmm. instead of having to wait sometime an extended period of time, you know, you can come to us. We could free up those emergency room resources. Mm-hmm. So all for someone to come to our new center, they have to be in reasonable health. Like they, you know, if they're bleeding, please go to the emergency room.
Right. Yes. If they're having a hypertension crisis, yes. like their high blood pressure, if yes. they have high blood pressure and it's out of control, that's a medical emergency. Mm-hmm.
And there are nurses on staff at the new center that mm-hmm. will assess yeah. that kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, if they say, well, you need to go get your physical health addressed immediately first, then we'll look to send them down the street to the emergency room and then,
right.
mm-hmm. then they could possibly come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I do believe this process, you know, is a learning experience for our whole community, mm-hmm. right? And that's the whole goal of this is yeah. show, right, Victoria?
Yeah.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. So a big part of my job is outreach within our community and just building that awareness. And I think that I've come in on the tail end of this project, but I know that the county and John and CCR have been working diligently to bring this to life. So I think that I've got to come in and kind of do the fun part of connecting with the people in the community and being like, hey, look at this awesome thing that we're going to have mm-hmm. that is really going to be impactful. And I think that in such a tight-knit community mm-hmm. like it is here, a lot of that is making face-to-face connections and right. word of mouth. And you know, we want people to come and see the center and leave thinking like, yeah, that's a place that I want to be able to utilize going forward. And I think that it's been well received so far. Right. And we're excited to see, you know, how it grows.
Exactly. And I do have to give you a shout out, Victoria. you have done such an amazing job in reaching out to our community.
Thank you.
Participated in our school program. Mm-hmm. Your interactions with the students have been just truly amazing.
Thank you.
And I think that's where it starts, mm-hmm. to understand that mental health and behavioral health is a part of everyone's life,
yeah.
you know, and we all deal with it in a different way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this center, the ultimate goal is to allow individuals when they're in that crisis to get that help,
yeah,
you know, and
definitely.
Immediately, right?
Definitely.
For now, like we said, it's not quite open yet. December 12th, right? Between noon and four, we're trying to get
yes.
people in there to come see the open house and see what it's all going to be about, right?
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you do provide service, crisis services, correct?
Yes. So we are at that 616 Main Street address. We're right by Camp Umpies. Camp Umpies, I feel like everybody knows where it is.
Camp
it's very
Umpies,
famous.
Right? Yeah.
So we're right there, and we're at a point where we're operating 24/7 within that office as well. We have the crisis line that people can call, like I mentioned earlier, the mobile services where we'll go out into the community, and then that walk-in piece. And I do want to also add that with the walk-in and with the new building, all ages can come to the walk-in
center. That's
a very
good point. Mm-hmm.
And then the crisis residential program is 18 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to let people know that, because a lot of the outreach I've been doing too has been with the schools and,
mm-hmm.
and ensuring that people know that, you know, younger individuals can utilize the center as well.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, you know, that additional assistance or help or follow through
mm-hmm.
that may be needed, those are the resources you can connect those individuals to.
Yes.
Right? That's something that Wayne County Behavioral Health does, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. CCR works very closely with us.
Mm-hmm.
Big part of any crisis encounter they have, they're looking to make referrals for aftercare, plus they follow up with any individual that accesses crisis services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
I also just want to add, because that just reminded me, I've been also trying to tell people that a big part of what CCR does and what we were founded on is connecting people to community resources. So even if someone is not in crisis, they can still call our number and connect with the community resources that they're looking for. If they're looking for local providers, we can help with that kind of thing. Or if it's something that we can't help with directly, we can kind of point them in the direction
right.
Where they can get the help that they
mm-hmm.
need. So I feel like that's also important for people to know. You know, crisis is a little bit of an extreme word sometimes, but you don't have to be, like, the world doesn't have to be ending to give us a call. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and
yeah.
and that, I think that would be, right, an ultimate goal down the line is that to keep people out of crisis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To know where the resources are,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they start to feel maybe just, they need a little bit of help. They
yeah.
need to talk to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number that they can call? I'm putting
yes.
you on the spot. Okay.
On my thing. So it's 833-557-3224. And that is our crisis line 24/7. A crisis worker will answer, and you'll be right in touch with someone who can help you out.
And is that, like, can people text that number too? Or is that a different number to text?
There is a different number. I'm going to sound bad, but let me look at what it is, just because I give out the actual number so much that I don't always give out
right.
the text number.
Okay, and you while you look up that.
No, I should have known it.
Are these services, you know, a good question is, are these services free to our
yes,
community?
Yes, there is no out-of-pocket cost. We do bill insurance companies. We're going to be working on expanding that.
Mm-hmm.
availability, but no, and especially now it doesn't matter who we are, where you're from, because we are operating under a grant anyways.
Yeah.
Right, so like if someone's in Pike County or Susquehanna County
Absolutely.
And they hear
mm-hmm.
about this, they can come down
yeah.
for help.
Yeah.
So do you have that?
I have
you
it.
Do. You're good.
Thanks to John. It's 63288. So you just text 63288 and you will get in touch with someone who can then reach out to us if they feel like they
right.
need someone to go out and meet with the person in the community.
Exactly. So, you know, John and Victoria, I truly want to thank you both for being on the show today. I am. I'm very excited, you know, to have this new Northeast Regional Crisis Stabilization Center, you know,
yeah.
for all our community to utilize. Like you said, just resources alone will be great.
Yeah.
So,
it's been awesome. Thank you so
you're
much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you want more information about the Crisis Center, you can give me a call at 570 253-8422, but the community is here for you. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.